And the team's alive in this, so a double bonus situation. Sends Zwemmer to the line. He missed the front end of a 1-1 the last time at the line. Before that, he was 4-for-4. So he's 4-for-5, 4-for-5 of the night for 80%. And he has two more opportunities here. First one's good. Zwemmer now with 11 points on the night, accounting for 11 of the 41 points by Lakers. 8-point lead for the green and white. And the second one's no good. Rebound, Matt Kaczynski. Here comes North Huron. Kyle Case dribbles into the lane, picks up his dribble. Over to Matt Kaczynski. He tries the same long hook shot from the right side. No good. And rebound shooting. 2:45 left in the fourth. 41-33, Lakers by 8. Nice pick set by Nick Post at the timeline. Feeds it into Zwemmer for the layup from the left side. No good. Gets his own rebound. And we have a held ball. Brandon Moore got it in there for North Huron. And the possession arrow favors North Huron. So the Warriors get I guess you could consider a steal on that one.
Anytime Paul Zwemmer goes to the low post, there's three guys that are defending him. He doesn't have a chance down there.
Zwemmer's still in there with four fouls. He's had four fouls for about 6 minutes now. Seaman over to Goretzky at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Over to Matt Kaczynski on the baseline. Does his skip pass all the way over and has to save it. And it goes into the hands of Kyle Bender of the Lakers. 2.25 left in the fourth. 8-point lead. It's all helter-skelter all over the place. Looks like Kyle Bender got hit in the face. He can't see. He's holding his right eye. Now we have an official timeout. Players are flying all over the place. So Bender seems to be okay. He's going to be coming out. Dominic Garding coming in.
Took a little inadvertent poke in the eye by Nick Goretzky. And I know it wasn't on purpose. It was just right in the middle of the play. And one of those things.
Lakers inbounded it right at midcourt on the opposite side of your radio. 2 minutes to play.
That is a foul on Zwemmer. He is fouled out.
Zwemmer set a moving screen. And the number 42 for green and white is seeing his last play on the night. Both sides coming along. North Huron loves it. Lakers not a big fan. So Steve Kaczynski has to check in for the green and white. Lakers gives the same ovation for Zwemmer. That's the fifth team foul for Elton Pigeon Bayport. Less than two to play. Mid 55, 41-33. And now we have whistles all over the place.
It's like a push on Nick Post.
And it's going to be a push on Nick Post, number 10. That's his third. Team's sixth, Jeremy Majeski. Looks like a teapot about to boil. Minute 55 left in the fourth. Dustin Seaman for three from the right corner. Goes no good. Last touched by Goretzky. Lakers ones it over the back, and rightly so. It goes out of bounds. Green and white ball. Minute 50 to play. 41-33. It's an 8-point game, but it sure feels closer than that, John.
Full court press by the North Huron Warriors. It sure feels like a close game, you bet.
And Kaczynski passes it into Nick Post. He breaks the press. Here they come. It's a 2-on-3. And Post goes up for the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound, Kyle Case. A minute 40 left. Here comes Case going against. Goes over to Goretzky for the layup from the left side. They say he was blocked. They say he was shooting. No word yet. There it is. Two shots coming up for North Huron's number 10, Goretzky. Fouls against number 10, Nick Post. His second foul in a row and his fourth overall. And a seventh team foul.
I thought the foul came before the shot, but evidently not.
Apparently not. I have that as the 17th foul for Lakers. Apparently it's only the sixth. Now there's confusion all over the place. So at the line shooting two, the only thing we do know is Nick Goretzky's there. He has 11 points, trying to make it 13 with two made free throws. All right, so there's a little confusion here with the substitution matter.
That should have been Nick Post's fourth foul.
Nope. Remember when they called on Dominic Guardian?
Ah, okay, that's the one.
Dominic Guardian is still clean, and that's the fifth foul on Nick Post. So Post is now fouled out, as well as Paul Zwemmer, two of the starters for this Laker team.
More importantly, two inside players. This is now a guards ball game.
With a minute 39 left at the line, shooting two is Nick Goretzky, and he missed the free throw. Barely missed the rim. And we have a timeout called by Lakers. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're tuned to WLEW, Lakers 41. North here on 33 with a minute 39 left in the fourth. Hang on your seats, folks.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Minute 39 left in the fourth quarter. It feels closer than an 8-point game, but it's Lakers by 8, 41 and North Huron 33. Two starters for Lakers fouled out, Paul Zwemmer and Nick Post, both Post players. Nick Post, a 6'1" senior, and Paul Zwemmer, that 6'5" junior. At the line, shooting the second of two free throws here, Nick Goretzky. He missed the first one, and the second one's on its way, and this one bounces in. Now a 7-point game, minute 39 left. Full court press coming from North Huron. Evan Kaczynski passing this into Binder, nearly picked off by Matt Kaczynski of North Huron. Now Shooty has it, being guarded by Moore. Players flying all over the place, gets across the timeline. At the top of the key, dribbling around and nearly at midcourt. Brandon Moore's all over him, double team coming from North Huron. And now Evan Kaczynski has it, and it's tipped out of bounds by North Huron. And now Shooty will be passing this one in. Excuse me, Kaczynski will be passing this one in front of the Laker bench. Minute 25 left in the fourth, the 7-point game, 41-34. Kaczynski being guarded closely by Seaman on the inbound, feeds it into Shooty in the lane, goes up for the layup, and it's good. And we have an old-fashioned three-point play in the works. Shooty's shot is good, and he's fouled on the way up. Fouls against number 14, Dustin Seaman, for North Huron, his fourth, and the team's 12th. At the line, shooting one, Shooty's free throw, no good. It's still an eight-point game. 42-34. Kyle Case chucks the three from the top, but he rims in and out. That was halfway in. And now there's jerseys flying all over the place, and it is a held ball, green and white ball, possession arrow. And now the Natives are restless.
1:10 to go on full court press.
Lakers on the opposite side of their hoop. Minute 10, 42-34. And Shooty brings it, gets it in. Double team coming from North Huron. He drives right through it, loses the dribble, and it's stolen by number 35, Matt Kaczynski, into the hands of Seaman. Kyle Case for three from the left wing. This one's no good. Rebound, Shooty. And we have another jump ball, and this one's going to go to North Huron. Lakers wants a foul. Shooty basically ran into Moore, and their hands were both on the ball. You calls that it is. The official called it a jump ball.
58 seconds to go. North Huron ball.
Underneath their own hoop, Kyle Case will be inbounding it. 58 seconds.
Of course, they have their number one not-a-bounds play ready, right?
Kyle Case. Screens coming across, and they come cut right back over to Matt Kaczynski, feeding into Kyle Case in the left right post. Turns with the jump shot. This one's good. It's a 6-point game, 50 seconds left. Kyle Case with 7 points. Get into Steve Kaczynski, break the press, and now we have a foul against Steve Kaczynski. He has not scored, not attempted a free throw, nothing in this game. Has the team committed a foul. Fouls against number 10, Nick Goretzky, his fifth. So he has to sit down, fouled out for North Huron. Paul Emke is calling his team over, utilizing the 60 seconds he has to replace the... Replace him.
Clark, I did a double take on Steve Kaczynski, and I looked, and he's a junior, but he just did a senior play out there. He knows the clock is the enemy. He had an uncontested layup and pulled it right out, ran some clock off.
Quite the game here, especially in the fourth quarter. With 44.1 seconds left, it's Lakers 42, North Huron 36. When we started the third quarter, it was 32-22, Lakers.